Welcome to Zikhu Daf Siman Ramar by Ram Goldar and Thema Zechus Kulin Daf Samech Tes, the fourth parak Beim Hamakasha. The Zikhu Mesechus Kulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting Kinyan Torah to Lomdei Daf Yomi worldwide. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rav Chananya asked, Hotzi Uber es Yadu Ba'azara, if a fetus of a carbon shlamim put its foreleg out of the womb in the Azara, is it permitted with a mother Shechita? Do we say migu dehavi mechitz l'gabi kachim? Since the Azara wall is a boundary regarding shechit and karbanos, it's also the boundary for this fetus, and its leg is not considered to have left its boundary. Or is the Azara wall not a mechitz for this law because a fetus's mechitz is its mother's womb? Abai replied they should have inquired about a fetus of kachim kalim, which put out its leg inside the walls of Yerushalayim, which is the boundary for eating kachim kalim. Rather, he didn't ask about that case because he agrees that mechitzas uber imohu. The boundary of a fetus is the womb of its mother, not the wall of Yerushalayim. For that same reason, the wall of the Azor is also not its mechitza. Point number two, Rabbi Yirmi asked, Malu lachush lazaro, if a fetus put out its limb before the mother shechita, are we concerned for its seed? The Gemara analyzes the question. If this fetus later impregnated a normal female, and the question is if the offspring's parallel limb is likewise prohibited, then if Choshishun Lezera Av were concerned for the father's seed, the entire offspring is prohibited since his father does not require Shechita and his mother does. Rather, the inquiry is where it impregnated a female ben Pekua. Do we say aver molid aver? Each limb of the father sires the parallel limb of the offspring, so the offspring's limb would be prohibited. Or do we say mebabel zari? The father's seed is mixed, and every component of the father contributes to the entire child, and the entire offspring is prohibited. However, the Gemara says that the latter must be true, for otherwise, the offspring of a blind animal would be blind. The Gemara ultimately concludes that the inquiry is about the milk of a female fetus, which has put out its limb before shechita. Since all milk is fundamentally aver min hachai, a limb removed from a live animal, and is still permitted, perhaps this animal's milk is likewise permitted despite its forbidden limb. Or perhaps normal milk is prohibited because the aver min hachai prohibition can be permitted through shechita, whereas this limb can never be permitted. The Gemara concludes, teku. And point number three, Amoraim debate the sanctification of a firstborn animal. Yatsa shlish, if a third of a bechor emerged from the womb, Machro over the kochavim, and the owner sold it to an idolater, which ordinarily exempts a firstborn animal from bechor status. And then another third emerged from the womb, completing the majority. Rav Huna says kadosh, it's sanctified as a bechor, and Rabba says it is not kadosh. Rav Huna holds gemafreya kadosh, a bechor is sanctified retroactively. So once the majority emerges, it's revealed retroactively that it was sanctified as a bechor from the beginning of birth, and his sale to the idolater was invalid. Rabba holds Mekanu Laba Kadosh. It's sanctified from the majority's emergence and onward. So his sale to the idolater was valid, exempting the animal from Bechor sanctification. They argue similarly in another case, Yatsa Shlish Derech Dofen. If a third emerged through the mother's abdominal wall, which would not sanctify Bechor, but the latter two-thirds emerged Derech Rechem through the womb, through natural birth, Rav Huna says it is not Kadosh, since the sanctification must take effect in the first majority to emerge. And Rabba says it is Kadosh, since a majority later emerged through the womb. So once again, the 3 points are number one. Rav Chananya asked, Hotzi uber es yado ba'azara, if a fetus of a carbon shlamim put its foreleg out of the womb in the azara, is it permitted with the mother's shechita? Do we say migu dehavi mechitz l'gabi kachim? Since the azara wall is a boundary regarding shechit and karbanos, it's also the boundary for this fetus, and its leg is not considered to have left its boundary. Or is the azara wall not a mechitza for this law because a fetus's mechitza is its mother's womb? Abai replied they should have inquired about a fetus of kachim kalim, which put out its leg inside the walls of Yerushalayim, which is the boundary for eating kachim kalim. Rather, he didn't ask about that case because he agrees that mechitzas uber imohu. The boundary of a fetus is the womb of its mother, not the wall of Yerushalayim. For that same reason, the wall of the Azor is also not its mechitza. Point number two, Rabbi Yirmi asked, Malu lachush lazaro, if a fetus put out its limb before the mother shechita, are we concerned for its seed? The Gemara analyzes the question. If this fetus later impregnated a normal female, and the question is if the offspring's parallel limb is likewise prohibited, then if Choshishun Lezera Av were concerned for the father's seed, the entire offspring is prohibited since his father does not require Shechita and his mother does. Rather, the inquiry is where it impregnated a female ben Pekua. Do we say aver molid aver? Each limb of the father sires the parallel limb of the offspring, so the offspring's limb would be prohibited. Or do we say mabalbalzari? The father's seed is mixed, and every component of the father contributes to the entire child, and the entire offspring is prohibited. However, the Gemara says that the latter must be true, for otherwise, the offspring of a blind animal would be blind. The Gemara ultimately concludes that the inquiry is about the milk of a female fetus, which has put out its limb before shechita. Since all milk is fundamentally aver min hachai, a limb removed from a live animal, and is still permitted, perhaps this animal's milk is likewise permitted despite its forbidden limb. Or perhaps normal milk is prohibited because the aver min hachai prohibition can be permitted through shechita, whereas this limb can never be permitted. The Gemara concludes, teku. And point number three, Amoraim debate the sanctification of a firstborn animal. Yatsa shlish, if a third of a bechor emerged from the womb, Machro over the kochavim, and the owner sold it to an idolater, which ordinarily exempts a firstborn animal from bechor status, and then another third emerged from the womb, completing the majority, Rav Huna says kadosh, it's sanctified as a bechor, and Rabba says it is not kadosh. Rav Huna holds gemafreya kadosh, a bechor is sanctified retroactively, so once the majority emerges, it's revealed retroactively that it was sanctified as a bechor from the beginning of birth, and his sale to the idolater was invalid. Rabba holds Mekanu Laba Kadosh. It's sanctified from the majority's emergence and onward, so his sale to the idolater was valid, exempting the animal from Bechor sanctification. They argue similarly in another case, Yatsa Shlish Derech Dofen. If a third emerged through the mother's abdominal wall, which would not sanctify Bechor, but the latter two-thirds emerged Derech Rechem, through the womb, through natural birth, Rav Huna says it is not Kadosh, since the sanctification must take effect in the first majority to emerge. And Rabba says it is Kadosh, since a majority later emerged through the womb. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Samech Tes, and this siman was suggested to us by Mordechai Golombek from Passaic, New Jersey. He suggested that Samech Tes is soot, and we often use a chimney sweep in the siman. So here goes. The chimney sweep, who is peering out of the chimney into the azar to see if its walls can be used as a mechitza for the limb of a carbon, told his partner not to drink from the milk of the ben pekua, whose leg was marked with soot from when it stuck out of the womb. As another chimney sweep marked a bechor with a line of soot at its third to try and figure out if it's kadosh, l'mafreya or mekanu l'haba. Once again, it's a motion. Once again, it's a motion. The chimney sweep, that must be run daf samach tes, soot. The chimney sweep who is peering out of a chimney into the azor to see if its walls can be used as mechitza for the limb of a carbon, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses whether the azor wall can function as a mechitza for the fetus of a carbon. So the chimney sweep who is peering out of a chimney into the azar to see if its walls can be used as a mechitza for the limb of a carbon, told his partner not to drink from the milk of the ben pekua, whose leg was marked with soot from when it stuck out of the womb, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the milk of a female fetus, which put out its limb before shechita. Since all milk is fundamentally aver min hachai, a limb removed from a live animal, and is still permitted, perhaps this animal's milk is likewise permitted, despite its forbidden limb. Or perhaps normal milk is permitted because the aver min hachai prohibition can be permitted through shechita, whereas the limb can never be permitted. The Gemara concludes, teku. So the chimney sweep who is peering out of a chimney into the azar to see if its walls can be used as a mechitza for the limb of a carbon, told his partner not to drink from the milk of the ben pekua whose leg was marked with soot from when it stuck out of the womb. As another chimney sweep marked a bechor with a line of soot at its third to try and figure out if it's kadosh l'mafreya or mekanu l'haba, which reminds us, Amoraim debate the sanctification of a firstborn animal, yatsa shlish, if a third of a bechor emerged from the womb, and the owner sold it to an idolater, which ordinarily exempts a firstborn animal from bechor status, and then another third emerged from the womb, completing the majority, Rav Huna says kadosh, it's sanctified as a bechor, and Rabba says it's not kadosh. Rav Huna holds l'mafreya kadosh, a bechor is sanctified retroactively, so once the majority emerges, it is revealed retroactively that it was sanctified as a bechor from the beginning of birth, and his sale to the idolater was invalid. Rabba holds Mekanu Laba Kadosh. It's sanctified from the majority's emergence and onward, so his sale to the idolater was valid, exempting the animal from bechor sanctification. So once again, the chimney sweep who is peering out of a chimney into the azor to see if its walls can be used as a mechitza for the limb of a carbon, told his partner not to drink from the milk of a ben pekua whose leg was marked with soot when it stuck out of the womb. As another chimney sweep marked the bechor with a line of soot at its third to try and figure out if it is kadosh l'mafreya or mekanu l'haba. All right, so now it's time for four blapach chazara. Daf samach hei. So the siman daf samach hei is se, sheep. So here goes. The flying sheep, that must be more on daf samach hei, se. The flying sheep that was horrified when it flew by a non-kosher bird that caught a flying squirrel in midair and ate it. Which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph listed the signs of kosher birds, and a Braisa discusses them further. One opinion is, it's Kol Of HaKot Mina Avir. Any bird which seizes prey from midair is not kosher, and Abai clarifies, and he eats it. So the flying sheep that was horrified when it flew by a non-kosher bird that caught a flying squirrel in midair and ate it gave a giant grasshopper with wings covering most of its body and circumference a lift on its back, which reminds us we learned that a kosher grasshopper's wings must cover rubo, the majority. Rav Papa combines two definitions of majority and says, we need rov arko meaning rov hekefo. We require the wings to cover most of its length and most of its circumference. So the flying sheep that was horrified when it flew by a non-kosher bird that caught a flying squirrel in midair and ate it, gave a giant grasshopper with wings covering most of its body and circumference a lift on its back. Away from Grasshopper Village, where four different types of grasshoppers according to their kind live. Which reminds us, the Torah mentions four species of kosher grasshoppers in the Torah. Arbet, Salam, Chargol, and Chagav. And the term Lumino and Liminehu, according to its kind, is written after each type. Two Bryces darshan these words. Daf Samach Vav. So the Siman Daf Samach Vav is a tailor because tailors sew. So here goes. While the tailor instructed his students to sew, tailor sew, that must be on Daf Samach Vav. While the tailor instructed his students to sew klal prat uklal on the Chagavim hoodies, even though the first klal is not the same as the second, which reminds us, Rabbi Shmuel darshan's klal prat uklal even where the first klal is different from the second. So while the tailor instructed his students to sew klal prat uklal on the Chagavim hoodies, even though the first klal is not the same as the second, and even though they protested that it was unnecessary, they should sew snapir onto the kosher fish t-shirts, lahagdil Torah uladira, which reminds us, it was stated in the Mishnah, koshi yesho kaskeses yesho snapir, any fish which has a scale has a fin, but there are fish with a fin which have no scales. The Gemara asks that since we may rely alone on scales to establish that a fish is kosher, lichtof rakamana kaskeses, or the Torah right scale and not right fin, and concludes it was lahagdil Torah uladira. So while the tailor instructed his students to sew klal prat uklal on the Chagavim hoodies, even though the first klal is not the same as the second, and even though they protested that it was unnecessary, they should sew snapir onto the kosher fish t-shirts, lahagdil Torah uladira. One student drank from a pit without checking the water, which reminds us we learned shratzim, which germinate in kalim, and even boros are permitted. The Pasuk says, Tochu mikol asher b'mayim. This you may eat from everything which is in the water, to include boros, shichin u'ma'aros, pits, ditches, and caves, shesheichin v'shots mehen ve'enu nimna, that one may bend down and drink from them and not abstain because of the creatures in the water. Daf Samach Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Samach Zayin is a sizzling barbecue. So here goes. At the end of this month, sizzling barbecue. Sizzling barbecue? That must be around Daf Samach Zayin. At the end of this month, sizzling barbecue, some Talmudim thought they were being helpful by filtering the beer over some wood chips, not realizing they now made the worms usser, which reminds us, Rav Huna said one should not pour beer through wood chips at night to filter, because perhaps a worm will separate from the beer onto the chips and fall back into the cup. Although it developed in the beer, it was initially permitted. Once it crawled onto the wood chips, it becomes forbidden, as sherets hashorets all arts, a sherets, which creeps on the ground. So at the end of this month, sizzling barbecue, some Talmudim thought they were being helpful by filtering the beer over some wood chips, not realizing they now made the worms usser, while others were arguing so loudly about questions of a cucumber that became wormy, which reminds us, Shmuel said, Kishos shuasliya behebel, a cucumber which became wormy while attached to the ground is forbidden under the prohibition of asheretz hashoretz haaretz, asheretz which creeps on the ground. Since the attached cucumber is considered the ground itself, the worm's movement inside the cucumber is tantamount to having crept on the ground. So at the end of this month, sizzling barbecue, some Talmudim thought they were being helpful by filtering the beer over some wood chips, not realizing they now made the worms usser, while others were arguing so loudly about questions of a cucumber that became wormy, that they couldn't hear the Rebbe's careful instructions about which worms found in fish and meat are mutter and which are usser. Which reminds us, Rav Sheshet's Brei Ravidi said, Kukiani, worms which infest the livers and lungs of animals, Tosfos says that they infest fish, are forbidden because ma'amah, so they come from elsewhere and do not germinate inside the animals themselves. The Gemara says, Darni de Bisra, larvae found in meat are forbidden, but de Chavre, larvae found in fish, are permitted. Ravine explains, animals' meat becomes permitted through Shechita, and since the Shechita is ineffective for larvae, they remain forbidden as Aver Minachai. In contrast, fish become permitted through asifa, gathering from the water. So the larvae which develops in them are formed in a permitted state. Daf Samaches. So the simon Daf Samaches is schach. So here goes. When the shochet used a cow made out of schach, that must be more on Daf Samaches. When the Shochet used a cow made out of schach to demonstrate halachos related to labor showed how a foreleg of the fetus that protrudes in the womb is not permitted, even if it retracts, which reminds us, we learned that a limb of an uber, which momentarily left the womb, is not permitted through the mother's shechita. Rav Darshan says from Ubasim Basada Trefilo Sochehu, and meat in the field, trefil you shall not eat, teaching Kevin Shiatsa Basel Chutzl Michisatso Nasar. Once meat has left its boundary, it's forbidden. Here, since the limb left its boundary of the womb, it cannot be permitted with the mother's shechita. So, when the Shochet, who used a cow made out of schach to demonstrate halachas related to labor, showed how a foreleg of the fetus that protrudes from the womb is not permitted, even if it retracts, unlike the makom chasach, which is permitted, which reminds us that we learned that the makom chasach, the place of the cut, referring to the point of the leg at the border of the womb, where it would be cut if one were to sever the part of the leg which left the womb, becomes permitted by returning into the womb. So when the Shochet used a cow made out of schach to demonstrate halachos related to labor showed how a foreleg of the fetus that protrudes from the womb is not permitted, even if it retracts, unlike the makom chasach, which is permitted, a Talmud asks if yesh leidele evarim, making the minority part of the limb which never left the womb forbidden, since the majority of it had left. Which reminds us, in Eretz Yisrael, they taught the machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan differently. Rav says, yesh leidele evarim, there is birth for individual limbs, and Rabbi Yochanan says, ein leidele evarim. Rav holds that when a fetus's limb leaves the womb, it's considered born and cannot be permitted with the mother's shechita, and Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do we know that creatures without bones, such as insects, cannot live for 12 months? That's on daf. Nunches. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we learn that a limb of an uber, which momentarily left the limb, is not permitted through the mother's shechita? That's on daf. Samaches. Good. Number 3. Which daf do you discuss the status of the milk of a ben pekua? That's on daf. Samachtes. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we learn that a kosher grasshopper's wings must cover most of its length and most of its circumference? That's on daf. Samachhe. Good. Number 5. Which daf do you discuss attached fruit which become wormy? That's on daf. Samach Zayin. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn that taurine were specified to teach that only they are fit for a carbon? That's on daf. Samachalaf. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we learn that the makom chasach, the place of the cut, becomes permitted by returning into the womb? That's on daf. Samaches. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we discuss whether the azara wall can function as the mechitza for the fetus of a carbon? That's on daf. Samachtes. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we learn the Rabbi Shmuel Darshan's klal prat uklal, even where the first klal is different from the second? That's on daf. Samachvav. Good. Number 10. Which daf do we have a machlokas of a makor is sanctified l'mafreya or makan l'aba? That's on daf. Samachtes. Good. Excellent. All right. That concludes this pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.